From the left, I'm Pete Hard.
And from the right, I'm Mark Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation.
Wow. I have to say, the left is disgusting me right now.
Why is that?
All of these protesters, it's awful. It's truly awful. It's truly un-American.
Is that what's awful?
It is absolutely...
Or is signing an executive order that expressly requires a religious test awful?
What is, first of all, no religious test. Just because he...
Oh, really?
Just because he banned people from Muslim countries and then gave Christians a special way in doesn't mean...
Sure, and only the seven majority Muslim countries that he doesn't have major business dealings with.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know how many terrorists are coming in from Iran over the last 30 years?
I don't, and neither do you.
Hundreds of thousands. Billions.
And neither does he.
Over 25% of Americans are terrorists from Iran. I was going to Dallas Airport the other day.
I don't even think that's true.
I was going to take a nice flight. I wanted to go and see Mount Rushmore, as I like to go once a year. And I couldn't get there because of these protesters. And they're protesting whatever, that people are being detained, that humans are being held against their will. Uh-huh. And I saw a grandmother with a piece of luggage. And she was
You're
going
to have to contextualize that because out of context, it makes no sense.
This grandmother was, who knows who she could have been. Maybe she was an ambulance driver that was trying to get to an ambulance. Maybe she was trying to fly to her ambulance and that ambulance is not going to be driven because the protesters were stopping this grandmother with luggage.
According to your line of logic, this elderly woman had flown across the country or flown some distance to an idling ambulance that was simply waiting for her to pick up her shift.
Yeah.
And she couldn't get there because there were protesters.
Yes. And now, you know who's in that
maybe
ambulance?
That begs the question. If she is able to make arrangements to fly all around the country and hop into a waiting ambulance to start her EMT shift, do you think maybe she could find a way around a bunch of people?
Well, she couldn't because these protesters were chanting awful things.
And that impedes her ability to move.
Because now she's not going to be focused. She's not going to be thinking about how she has to save. And who was probably in that ambulance? A veteran. And so now she can't even get to her veteran ambulance, which is waiting for her idling on the runway somewhere else. She can't even get there because she's unfocused. She's thinking about no ban, no wall, hey, hey, ho, ho. And these Democrats are now talking about not voting for a Supreme Court nominee that Trump just announced. How are they going to not vote for a Supreme Court nominee? Every single Senate has always voted immediately on Supreme Court nominees. Give me an example, one time in the history of the United States where the Supreme Court nominee was not voted on immediately.
Merrick Garland.
I don't listen to rap music. This is very exciting. This man, our guest today, has really opened my eyes on a lot of truths.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to get to the truth, I have to say, because there's all this fake news. You have CNN reporting things that aren't true about crowd sizes and executive orders being written by Bannon and a guy, what's his name, Miller, who's in his early 30s and a white supremacist. All this fake news.
I find it strange that people take issue with his age. There are plenty of people who don't look like old white hairs who are capable of drafting legislation and coming up with good ideas.
Thank you for your support of President Trump.
I don't support him. I'm saying the coverage of this issue taking such umbrage at this man being, I guess, under 40.
Yeah. I like that. And I also think it's bullshit that...
deeply misguided.
It's also bull roar that people are taking issue with the fact that he organized white supremacy things in college. Everyone did that, right? Everyone experimented with white supremacy in college. All right. Well, this is exciting. Someone that has... a true truth teller. Someone that has really opened up my eyes. And I think one of the great prophets of our age. When we come back, we have from InfoWars, Alex Jones on Hard Nation.
I would love to taste good.
Now, I want to say that I am truly excited to be here with a legend of conservative thinking, probably one of the most important...
Not of conservative thinking.
He's absolutely a conservative. One of the original...
Conservative thinking.
Conservative thinking.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Not a legend of conservative thinking. He's a legend of conservatives, but he's not a thinker.
I would like to say I'm a man of action.
Yeah.
I'm a man of action and decisive force. I chose to not wear a shirt. I chose to not wear shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones is here in the studio, and he has no shirt, and he has no shoes.
I'm the tip of the spear. I am the last honest man in America, bringing a true, pure voice to the unheard, the unspoken for. Also, do you have a rag? Because I am wet.
Yeah, we have sweat. A rag. Can we get a rag in here?
Legitimately, please, yeah. I wait cannot.
Can we get a rag?
I cannot stand an environment that is more than 49 degrees.
Wow. Your nipples are the size of thumbs.
Thank you.
They're big old thumbs.
It comes from my grandfather.
Wow. Now, so I have always considered myself more of an establishment Republican. I was a big George H.W. Bush person. But then I started listening to you over the last couple of years, and you really opened my eyes.
Mobilized you.
You mobilized me.
Mobilize about action. Do not think. Never think. Only move. Because if you start thinking, those thoughts gonna make you gay.
Yeah, that's it. You seem to put out a lot of ideas that make almost no sense. Is that because you don't think?
No. Pete.
I'm past thinking. It's post-thinking.
Oh,
it's
post-thinking.
So, no, and I want to quibble with this. I think that even if you don't consider yourself a thinker, there's some big, wonderful ideas. I was listening to an episode of InfoWars the other day.
Thank you.
And you were talking about
how does one access that?
We are on several platforms. You can find it on InfoWars.com. You can find us on prisonplanet.com. You can find us on infowars.net. You can find us on infowars.org. You can find us on infowars.gov. And that's not the government. I'm not a globalist. It's GUV. It's a Cockney website that I have purchased. I don't want anyone to have any sort of access to the brand of InfoWars.
Now, I want to point that out, that you can buy Cockney websites that say, like, socialsecurity.gov.
Gov. And you've got to say it like that, or else it don't count.
Now, you were talking the other day, one of your big thoughts that you had, and I know you don't consider it thinking, you consider it moving.
Moving. My brain is moving inside of my skull. A doctor once told me that there is up to 5 inches of space between the rim of my skull and the beginning of my gray matter. So when I'm thinking, literally my brain is moving.
And that's probably not a fact that you want to advertise.
That you have a giant abscess in your brain.
Yeah, that there's a lot of space in your brain.
My brain is unmoored.
Now,
wait, that would be even worse. Do you mean your brain is not attached?
Move your head back and forth. Move your head.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. There might be a penny in there or
what
something.
What you just did would give a normal again. People.
Because I can hear the brain hitting, but then I also hear something else.
Wait. It's my old high school graduation ring. That's where it must have ended up.
How did it get in there?
The 70s were a lost time for me.
You claim to only be 39 years old, though.
39 years old. Absolutely. I have to say, nothing has changed about my body. I have not grown bigger. I have not grown balder. I'm just getting more truth.
Since
yes.
Birth?
I'm gathering truth.
Wow. You were
like
born
barnacles
like this?
On a ship. Yeah, absolutely. I unfortunately killed my mother upon birth. It's the width of my shoulders separated
blew
her
out,
like a circus
blew away.
Thing.
Yes, wow. Yes. Now, you brought truth to power about something that is killing frogs. A lot of frogs are unable to reproduce, and there's more.
Why are we talking about frogs?
Because of
frogs
toxins,
are,
Pete.
It begins with frogs.
I remember this.
Monkeys came from frogs, right? I'm not a scientist.
I don't think you need a disclaimer on that one.
Frogs had sex with each other until they became monkeys. Monkeys had sex with each other until they became some other monkeys. And then God made humans to fix the mistakes of all the animal kingdom. Correct?
Wait, so according to this line of reasoning, God was upset that frogs fucked too much that they became monkeys, so he spontaneously created another race.
I could not have said it more clearly.
Yes, because Pete, if you would read the Bible, which you don't do, you would see that there are passages that say man has dominion over the earth.
Uh-huh.
And that's the problem. Dominion has gone too far because the liberals, the liberal elite, are allowing their so-called morality to enter into the animal kingdom by making frogs fabulous. Using fluoride. They're making them fabulous. They're making them proud to be gay frogs.
Uh-huh. So these it's not just that these frogs are homosexuals. It's that they are pushing a homosexual agenda.
Flaunting it on the other animals.
So there are a bunch of frogs out there that are living openly and free as
promiscuous.
Gay frogs.
Out there dancing with each other, showing their midriffs.
I mean, you've seen the WB, right? That what's that one frog that dances around?
Homosexual frog.
Yeah, that must be a 15-year-old reference. I don't think it's going to hit that hard. So where have you seen these frogs?
Go to Louisiana.
I won't.
go to Louisiana.
I will only go to New York.
Have
or
you
Los
been
Angeles.
To that shameful celebration of ludacity?
Mardi Gras.
South by Southwest.
Frog, Austin, unbelievable what they've done to my pure hometown of Austin.
Oh, that's
Texas.
In Austin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Not Louisiana. Done,
they went. You've seen Oops. With these. They have got frogs out there, and they've got codes, right? They call one an otter frog, or one like a bear frog, and that's not just cute. That's not just animals naming other animals after other animals. That's gay code.
Can I ascertain from you how you learned all this?
I don't need to read. I'm worth $8 million.
Wow.
We discovered that recently.
That's amazing. I'm only worth about $14,000.
I am worth $8 million of my various subsidiary companies mashed together. I have many rooms. I own one chair because I'm a man of action.
Wow.
When I walk my rooms, ideas come to me like clouds. I grab at them, I suck them up with the straw.
That's just like you can do with clouds.
That's what you can do with clouds. Again, I'm not a scientist.
Thing. Drinkable clouds, yep. We're all familiar.
I was in the so-called the home of the right, Louisiana, eating some just the finest charred pork I've ever had. And what I like it is that they didn't even kill the animal. They literally just hit it with a flamethrower. I was propositioned by a frog.
Oh, my God.
And I, first of all, was I flattered? Let's just say yes.
You should be.
Because
I can't imagine anything has ever propositioned you.
But this little frog... He came up to me with, he had those biker gloves on with no fingers.
And how could you tell he was a male frog?
Because he had the biggest set I've ever seen on a time.
You're talking about penis and
balls. He had what you are describing are human testicles, which I believe frogs don't have.
He had a very large, very large set for what I imagine is large for a frog. And he came up to me and he sat right on the tip of my dick.
Which was exposed.
And it was exposed.
Yes.
Because you were in Louisiana, it was exposed.
Because at that point, I was not wearing pants because pockets make life too easy.
Oh, right.
As soon as you eat any kind of pork product, you're instantly erect.
Immediately, you were erect. It just tore
you. You walked in here eating a bunch of strips of bacon, and you're fully erect.
Absolutely. I have to be. Yeah. I have to be. I'm trying to make children. I'm a man who bleeds blood. I'm a man who makes kids.
Do not cut yourself in here. Do not cut yourself in here.
Wait, don't
cut yourself.
You're cutting your. Why are you cutting yourself?
You cut globalists.
How?
Oh my God.
So speaking of globalists, you said that John F. Kennedy was the last real American president, and that the robber barons murdered him when he tried to take the power back to the people.
Globalists.
So now, do you still think that's true, or do you think that Donald Trump is the heir to the JFK legacy?
First of all. I'm going to give a round of applause to our president, Donald J.
If you think those are hands slapping together, they're not.
They're not.
Alex Jones is smacking his tits together loud.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they called me Thunder Chest when I met several Native Americans that I promptly ratted out to the government that were
illegally living
in tents in a place that we gave them.
And they should
be thankful that we even gave them a place to live.
You said that they were illegally living in tents.
That's how they live.
But they were illegal.
They're just lucky that we allowed some of them to live.
Wow.
So, yes, John F. Kennedy is the last true American president before Donald Trump. Donald Trump
is unviable.
Even
though he's a Democrat?
Democrat. It's all about fighting for the truth of this country, fighting for the American people.
Uh-huh. And then Democrats were good.
They were good for a while, and now we're just dealing with constant globalist agendas.
Globalists, Pete. Globalists.
Globalists.
I understand what the word sounds like.
Globalists.
If you're not going to expand upon what it means,
I have to explain to this man?
Explain what a globalist is. Look at this picture of a globe.
This is one of the more exhausting moments of my life.
I'm pulling up a picture of my globe right now.
Look at this globe. That's what a global is. You see that? Yeah. I can't see it. I'm not a globalist.
A child could identify that.
I am blind to globe.
So you can only see this picture if you're a globalist.
Yes. I can't even see a basketball. But I just think we're in good hands now. Donald Trump is unviable. He can't be turned.
He can't be turned.
He's doing what he said he's going to do. He's a man of action, like myself. Uh-huh. Doesn't need to think.
He
just sign. Like I signed my sweet, sweet checks to my former wife. Just signing out checks to my former wife.
Do you want to talk about that?
I don't know.
Your former wife?
I loved her. You know, I did love her for a long period of time.
Alex.
But she just didn't have the right breasts.
Wait,
you know, what? Yes, the problem, that's why I hired my new recorder, my new reporter, Lauren McCabe, and I immediately started banging her like she was a snare drum in Lars Ulrich's hands.
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I didn't realize that
Lars Ulrich making a surprise appearance.
Yep. Every time. So at my house, him, the Nooch comes over. We hang around. We have just amazing. We get Chili's to go. They have that window. It's so easy. You just pull right up.
I love Chili's.
You go to Chili's twice a week.
Yeah, I do. I have two sets of twins, one adopted, one biological. My Asian set of twins loves Chili's.
Because they don't know the difference.
What do you mean they don't know the difference? That makes absolutely
no sense.
They're
just lucky to be in this country. They're lucky that you chose to have them here. They're not fighting for scraps deep in the streets of Taiwan.
Yeah.
And
you got to be careful, Pete. The next time you are on an airplane, you could get they could get returned.
Actually, do you ever bring them by the studio? Do you have it? Because I would love to report them to the police.
Absolutely. My brother has reported them many, many times.
I can't wait when INS shows up.
My wife and I went on vacation for one Halloween, and I came back, and they were dressed as rice farmers.
I'm only laughing because
it wasn't funny.
Because it's appropriate. In the end, let them smile. Let them choose how they want to be dressed.
They do.
But when it comes, it's like they come to this country, they're your adopted children. They're smiling. They're saying thank you. They're saying, hey, you're my new father. But what they're really doing is keeping tabs on the American people from the inside. They are spies.
Exactly. It's just like I don't buy a Chinese phone.
I adopted them when they were babies. Your phone is Chinese.
Well, I know, but it's Huawei. Is Huawei Chinese? Is that a Chinese brand?
Yeah, it just sounds like, you know, it's why I buy things on the internet, because Huawei.
Because Huawei. That's good.
Alex Jones is hysterical.
I'm feeling with it today.
So now
he's
Alex.
So cheeky.
You said that Hollywood is completely owned by the Arabs.
They're lucky to be owned by the Arabs because they could be owned by the reptilians.
You know, so yeah, you do believe in.
I will take the side of David Icke. Yes, yes, yes. He has said that many times that the media establishment and the political establishment are controlled by 9-foot-tall reptilians. And there are many people that have said, and David Icke's a personal friend of mine. He comes to my house. It's me, the Nooch, Smash Mouth, my best friend from Smash Mouth, Steve Hallwell.
List of the least impressive people.
We go to Chili's to go. We get some twice baked potatoes, hang out. This is my inner circle of friends.
Explain to everyone who David Icke is.
David Icke is a prophet. He is the only other last true American who happens to be British, who comes into this country and he's ready to expose the globalist agenda, the elitist agenda, which involves Hollywood, involves the government, and involves a collusion between various religious groups of this world and the reptilian alien race that have come from the land of Draconia in order to they watch us masturbate and they rape our children in order to get that negative energy to fuel their starships. It's a long complicated experiment, but David Icke is the person that that exposed them for what they are, and he's received a lot of flack by saying reptilians is code for Jewish people, but I don't believe that to be. He is in fact talking about 9-foot-tall reptilian aliens. We would never talk that badly about Jewish people, except to see that they're greedy, and then they want to put us in prisons if they could. They want to reverse concentration camps.
Wow.
But I'm not saying that completely.
The truth. Do you hear the truth that is just being spilled all over the studio? I need to. This is making me reconsider the things that I've been thinking. Now I went and saw La La Land the other day, and I'm worried
the only thing more boring than what Alex Jones just said could be your thoughts on La La Land.
But I'm worried that the reptilians are somehow with that film. I don't want to be part of their agenda. I don't want to push the agenda just because I'm singing the La La Land songs all the time.
They're using La La Land to distract us from what's really going on, is that FEMA is organizing death camps. And that HAARP, first of all, is creating gigantic earthquakes and tornadoes twice the size of normal tornadoes. I'm talking about Super Mac tornadoes.
Now, we got to take a break for our advertisers, but when we come back, I want to talk more about this, about how the government has a weather weapon.
Weather weapon.
That can create tornadoes, Pete. And you just sit there and pretend it's not happening.
You can go ahead and say no to facts.
Sitting here trying to figure out anything either of you said.
Globalists.
How we got to La La Land and Super Mech tornadoes is completely beyond my grasp.
We're blowing the roof off this place.
We're not allowing you to be distracted.
That's what's happening, is that you are more focused than you've ever been. Watch this.
Can someone get a Band-Aid for Alex Jones while we go to break? He keeps cutting himself to show that he bleeds.
I bleed blood!
Which is not a thing that anyone doubted about you.
I make babies! I eat food!
Hard Nation will be right back. We are back with Alex Jones,
He's
and there's just
all bandaged up.
Woo! Oh my God. Woo! I dare you to try to pin me down.
I won't.
Try to pin me down.
I won't. Come on, try to. You're a wrestler.
Come on. I won't. Come on. Okay. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. See how wet I am?
You are so. You are. Oh. Astonishingly weak.
You know what it is
astonishingly weak. It took almost nothing for me to pin you down. Because it was like taking down a load of potatoes.
But I can sneak. Huh? I have discovered. It's like what I've... Because I'm specifically very, very wet.
Wait, you're hiding behind our engineer, and like we can totally see you.
I can sneak.
FYI, we can totally see you.
You're try again.
He's fashioning a bat out of a piece of paper.
Woo! Oh, my God. Woo! Now, Alex, right. You have a wider range of emotions.
Sit down again. That didn't serve you well.
I just got winded.
It's okay.
I have to say, I'm so impressed with the range of your emotions. You famously cried when you were talking about Hillary Clinton is a demon. Now, it's starting up again.
It's just like I have to sit and watch internet footage of our boys in Iraq, in Afghanistan, not Afghanistan, which I've heard some people comically refer Afghanistan as.
People call Afghanistan Afghanistan
as if it's funny.
Is that an Afghani sketch comedy
show? It is an improv troupe in Afghanistan, and their suggestions are always like, please give us food. Please leave our country.
That is not a suggestion.
I actually applied to their marathon, and they would not take their improv
very,
marathon.
Very selective.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton is a demon.
She's a demon!
Wow. See, I was not a Hillary Clinton supporter. I think she's a murderer, and I think that she's in the pockets of everyone that's bad. But I don't know if I think that she's a demon. But you think that she's a physical manifestation.
Well, if
of
you
a
look
demon
at the ancient man, right? It's when reptilians were first visited in this country. I heard this all from my best friend David Icke, part of my inner circle. It's like, we go out, we hit Chili's to go. It's me, David Icke, the Nooge. We go out there, we're getting our double sub potato, which is just from the Alex Jones menu. It's just like we're hanging out at my fire with my kids.
Rather than explain what you're about to explain, can you walk us through you guys getting together to get to Chili's and what happens when you get there?
Well, we have a group text. Nooge always texts me like, who's ready to get some cat scratch fever? And we laugh. And
you
laugh.
And you know what that means.
Absolutely. Yeah. It means we're going to Chili's to go. We're getting the double baked, twice baked potatoes. And we're going back to my house, sitting around the fire with my kids. No screen time.
Uh-huh. No screen time.
I toss. I got one of those old boom boxes.
Like a 1980s boombox.
Absolutely.
Just a tape recorder?
I put in a tape recorder of the Nooge himself, and he brings old tapes that he's taped of himself, and we just sit and we laugh. And sometimes we'll sit in silence.
Wow.
For up to 6-7 hours.
What a blessing for everyone involved.
Absolutely. It's actually nice to have a break from screaming.
Yeah. And I imagine so. Do you have any special throat care regimen that you do? Because you're screaming all the time.
What I do, human breast milk. Three words.
Ugh, he flicked his tongue so slowly. So slowly.
Human
it looks like
son.
He's trying to lick
what
and he's frozen.
It comes from myself.
What's in that Nalgene bottle?
Oh, this is pure breast milk. It came from absolutely from
that's
myself.
From you?
That is male
that
breast
is from
milk?
Me. Yeah, it is. It is tinged pink because in order to get it from the male breast,
that is blood.
It takes quite a bit of pressure.
That is blood.
Listen to how good I sound.
You're drinking pus and blood. But that is from all the cuts you've given to your own breast.
I bleed blood.
We're going to have to call.
I have kids, but I sound good, right?
That is not breast milk.
Oh no.
I know what that regimen does for me. This is when I'm not pushing it.
When humankind were raped by the reptilians many years ago in order to create the perfect slave
race. If you
could not
use that word.
Raped.
Yeah. I'm just going to try for one second to stand up for what's right. If you could not use that word.
reptilian. Yeah. The reptilian agenda. They came down and they had sex with various monkey people in order to make humankind. In order to properly make the hands that they needed to dig for gold, in order to fuel their intergalactic starships, in order to go land back on Nibiru, because we're part of a binary star system, and you don't know that. And I'm sorry because you're not educated.
Yeah, because Pete, there's another star
system. Being there's two stars.
We're part of a binary star system.
Right on the other side of the sun. Wait a minute.
There's
stop
a star
yelling
on the other
for
side
one
of the sun.
Second. Shut up.
It's an exact geosynchronous location right on the other side.
Nibiru.
We can't see it. Nibiru.
Two stars. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Two
have stars. You seen Star Wars? No, you haven't.
No, I've never seen
You've
it.
Never seen
I
the
don't
canon.
Like anything that involves nerds who don't have any friends.
And wow. They call our sun in Nibiru. You know what they call our star?
What?
Strawberry shortcake. Yeah. It's cute.
That
it's
is cute.
We're that part of the cute, the cute one.
That's one place we'll agree. That but is cute.
It is cute. But when so an ancient man,
ancient
when they
man.
Began to carve pictures of these reptilians, it's that would turn to the idea of the biblical demon. And mm-hmm. So, yes, Hillary yes. Clinton is a demon, but what I mean is actually she's a part of the reptilian. She's been fucked by so many iguanas, you may as well call her Mrs. Dinosaur.
Wow.
And so she's
Mrs.
in there. She's a
Dinosaur.
Part, she's a part of that world. She's a part of that world. God. So
now,
when I say demon, I mean reptilian.
Now,
where were
happens.
You
Alex,
when
so,
Michael Crichton was writing Jurassic Park?
This is so unfair because
where
people hear you call her a demon and they write it off. But then you have a perfectly logical, sane definition of what's happening.
The dots.
Yeah. Exactly. People just don't want to listen. They don't want their eyes open for these kind of
because
things.
Because people like their comfortable nature. They like their comfortable little lives.
Now, you you believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
Believe acts as if it's some sort of theory or it's some sort of like yes, substance, yeah. Like it is facts.
It is facts.
If you look at the facts,
so factually, you think it's an inside job. So what is Donald Trump going to do to expose this sort of thing? He's the president now. What he has all the white papers.
The only thing I can hope he can do is do 9/11 2 and then show everyone how we did it.
Wow, like David Copperfield. Or was that magician behind the mat? I'm making 15-year-old references all
day.
Yeah,
you're really stuck in another time today.
Yeah, absolutely. David Copperfield, orphan turned magician. And it's incredible. Love that story. That's a fantastic
story. Is that his actual story?
No. I actually don't know. I don't read. I don't think. I move. I have action.
You're a man of action. This feels like the period of my life in college when a bunch of my friends decided to get into cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the most unpleasant semester.
Are you holding right now? Or are you?
No. Get your hands out of my pocket.
Come on.
I wouldn't keep cocaine in my shoe. Alex Jones just stripped my shoes off.
His entire face is in your shoe.
I caught you immediately.
Whoa!
I immediately caught you.
It really was unimpressive.
Maybe I let myself get caught.
Your physical dexterity and abilities is...
Now you
so
said...
So underwhelming.
They call me the righteous mushroom.
The righteous mushroom. So you said that
Is that because of your haircut?
Yes.
You've revealed a new haircut here today.
You do have a haircut that looks very 15 years ago. Yeah. Looks very late 90s.
Yeah, 15 years ago when I was 39 years old.
Wow. Now I have a question. I'm a big actor here in the D.C. area. I auditioned for all sorts of Shakespeare plays at the Shakespeare Theater at the Olney Theater Center over in Olney, Maryland. I'm doing a lot of shows over there.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, sure, congratulate me. Everything he just said is a lie, just like
Folgers,
everything you said.
At the Folgers
Not
Theater.
When you say it, though. All you have to do is say the thing, and then it becomes real.
That's my understanding of the current world we're living in.
Yes. So you said that Shakespeare didn't write every play attributed to him.
He was a globalist, homosexual.
Well, before you go into it, I believe that's the actually only non-controversial thing you've said today.
I'm sorry I shifted your paradigm. I'm sorry I took your comfortable, liberal, elitist world full of pansexual butlers and nothing but your sweet, sweet Asian spy children that you're led into this country legally. Unbelievable.
When Obama allowed really wild.
Yes, Shakespeare was a committee.
I would love to put your brain next to the brain of one of those dead NFL players who's been they're looking at their brains because they've had so many concussions.
Wait, can you shake your head again?
I would love to see the sort of brain mapping that would go on, the comparison between the two.
I actually would like to see that study as well.
Because I believe you make Warren Sapp seem like Albert Einstein.
Shakespeare was made of a little Indian boy who had a monkey friend, I would say an inappropriately attractive Asian young girl. A white, attractive, white.
Alex Jones pure, is jerking
ancient,
off.
A redhead young boy, and then a hip young black dude.
Wow, he just ate a piece of beef jerky and he's jerking off.
Oh, furiously.
I bleed blood.
He's got four fingers.
But those five precocious children have a set of five power rings that they put together, and it, with the power of their love and hope,
jamming
created
Shakespeare.
Created
disgusting.
And he came forward and wrote every single one of those globalist, elitist, homosexually driven plays. Now, okay, how many types?
Your explanation is controversial, but I do believe it's non-controversial to question whether or not William Shakespeare solely wrote all of the works attributed to him.
Absolutely. Of course he did.
You brought up how Shakespeare was part of the homosexual agenda. Now, this is well known that the government has been putting chemicals in our water to increase homosexuality so we don't have as many children. They want to decrease the population so the globalists can take over.
That's it, because you got the decrease the amount of people on the planet in order to make us more easily controllable and put us in more prisons.
Absolutely. So we can mine gold and, absolutely. So now what's going to happen with Trump? I'm worried now that once they take these chemicals out of the water, we're going to become so virile and that everyone's going to have so many babies.
There's
the population.
Absolutely no risk of you becoming so virile population will be affected.
As an experiment, I was in my home in Austin, Texas, and I went down on a vacation. I wanted to take a break from water chemicals.
Of course.
So I went out to Cabo Sal Cabo, sweet, sweet Mexico, and I became so virile that I chased a maid for 7 miles, completely nude, through the desert. Chase her down, because you know they say that's how humankind actually survives so long, because we have the longest, we have the most amount of stamina.
And we have the longest legs of any animal.
Yes, and so we can run an animal down.
What?
And I ran this maid down deep into the desert and then made love to her.
Wow.
And she could not have been more thankful. There was some confusion as to what I was doing in the very beginning.
Why was she running from you?
Because I was, Berica! Berica! Which is the only Spanish words I've learned, which is come here.
Come here. Wow. Amazing.
And until I showed her my press credentials, I showed her Infowars.gov, and she was like, oh, this is most impressivo. She didn't say it like that. But I began, and then we made love, and I will say, the horniest I've ever been was in Mexico.
She didn't speak in cartoonish Spanglish?
To me, it sounded like it. Sounded like it.
Wow. And did you get sunburned? I've always been worried about making love outside.
So
I get sunburned.
Unbearably sunburned.
Wow.
I had to get my penis replaced.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Alex Jones just ripped a sheet of skin off his back that was as big as a solar panel.
I like to do the fun little thing. I take a sheet of my skin that burnt off me in Mexico. I put it down like a tablecloth. I put a fun couple like dishes over there, and like a little vase on there, and then whip it off.
Wow,
and
that's just
he is now wearing it like
a
shawl.
How'd you do that?
But yes, I was the horniest I've ever been. But what I will say is, I just feel so bad for that Baron. That poor, sweet, simple Baron Trump.
Baron Trump, the son. Can you believe what that SNL writer did to him?
Can you believe
this? I can't believe that
poor, simple boy.
Because she should be detained.
He needs to be sent to Mexico to get away from some of these horrible, horrible chemical warfare.
These SNL people that are trying to, whatever they want to do to babies.
That's all they do. It's a group fuck fest with
the
these children that these
fest.
SNLs have, these SNL writers.
I've seen it.
Saturday Night Dead is what they should call it.
Yeah, they famously maybe once did.
Yeah, they all famously.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. Very much so famously, and I agree with it. But you go, Baron Trump, if he can go down to Mexico and save him from this autism, because it's like he's bombarded with his chemicals. If Donald Trump
mention that yet.
Yes, if Donald Trump can save his own son from his autism, we won't have to deal with the horrible allegations of his Trump probably killing some maid in the White House.
We are in no position to diagnose on the air.
Wow. So now you said that vaccines are part of a government program to create autism.
Yeah, absolutely. And Baron Trump must have gotten it. It's like, who cares? If he can live through measles, then he deserves to be alive.
These are huge truths coming out here.
Yeah.
You also said that the CIA employed Beyonce to cause disruption in cities.
I cannot look at Beyonce and not yet but feel completely distracted.
Imagine a bunch of CIA operatives and Beyonce walking. walked in for orientation, they would lose their mind.
So they would just get up and just start twerking all over each other, just having a great time.
Don't show us how to twerk.
Oh, no, he's twerking.
Don't show us how to twerk. Oh, my
God. Little glass of pink milk flying everywhere.
The amount of sunburn
sprung a leak.
Oh, my God. It's just pink milk coming out.
I'm going down like the Titanic. I feel absolutely woozy.
Oh, wow.
You have shown us all the worst things a human being can do.
This is unbelievable. Alex, I want to thank you because the things, I feel like you've opened up my mind. And I feel like I had been blind, and now I can see. I feel like what's the Plato analogy of the wall, of the cave?
Brick by brick, you got to build that wall.
Second time's a charm.
Something about how the shadows.
Second time's a
charm. Aren't the shadows on the wall?
There's shadows on the wall. And we're all just a brick in it.
Ding, 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 ding.
We might be confused.
I hate to learn.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining Hard Nation.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to make you clean this all up.
Well, this is amazing. I have so much stuff to research tonight.
If you can remember any of that, I'll give you $1,000.
Reptilians, a binary star system. Hillary Clinton, maybe we call her a demon, but she's
really... Well, if you can remember the connective tissue that he used to connect any of those ideas.
The thing is, he's all about movement, right? So you don't need to have logic.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, you don't need to go... You saw how he's just running around. You don't need to go from one idea to another. You just let them flow out. All the great prophets of our day do that.
Those being?
Well, some of the great thinkers of our day. Rob Lowe. I don't know if you're following his Twitter account. He saw a grandmother.
Why on earth would anyone follow Rob Lowe? And why would anyone care what he has to say?
He has 3 million followers.
This is a man who was, years ago, caught on camera fucking an underage girl.
First of all, he wasn't caught on camera.
He's supposed to be a paradigm. See, of liberalism. Leave Rob Lowe out. Who gives a shit?
He wasn't caught. He set up the camera himself. He knew he was being taped.
So it got out. This is not a guy who's a good guy. He played one nice character on Parks and Rec, and all of a sudden you're upset that he sent out a dumb tweet. He's a fucking actor.
Wow.
Give me a break.
Wow. I like this side of you. Alex Jones really fired you up, Pete.
Shut up.
Now, this is really tremendous. When we come back next week, we are going to talk to National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's son, who's going to talk about all of...
I'll jump out this fucking window.
He's going to be coming in, and he's going to be talking about the real truth of the travel ban. And guess what? It is just for Muslims.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani said it was.
Well, just because he said it doesn't mean it's true.
Well, Rudy Giuliani said that Trump asked him to design it.
But people say things all the time.
Have you seen the bottom row of his teeth?
It's disgusting. And I will agree with you on that.
That is one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
Those
big white veneers on top and then that fucking Grim Reaper mouth on the bottom.
Oh, well, let's see if we can get Rudy Giuliani's
like
dentist.
16 little brown sickles.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.